Track 13, and here's this week's sports news. There's quite a lot of football. There's been a lot of catching up going on. In the Western Football League, Buckland Athletic 2, Bridgewater United 2. Buckland Athletic are now winless in 4 in the Dewson Western Football League following their 2-2 draw against Bridgewater last Saturday. It was a game of penalties at Homer's Heath, with the referee pointing to the spot on 3 occasions, 2 of these being successfully converted. Frustrated was the word that Bucks manager Dan Hart used to describe the game for his team. I personally feel that we as a collective could and should have done more to see that through to a win. There are managerial movements afoot at Mill Marsh. Bobby Tracy AFC informed First 11 manager Matt Hayden of their decision to part ways with him on Monday, March the 17th. Club chairman Chris Hunt told the Advertiser. This first became public knowledge when Hayden himself took to social media the following day, writing that this came as a massive shock. Bubby released a statement on the 24th that spoke highly of Matt, with him responding, "Appreciate the opportunity. All the best." The full story will be in next week's paper. And Exeter University side sailed past Ipplepen Athletic. Ipplepen Athletic continued to bring up the rear in the Devon Football League following their latest defeat. The Pens hosted University of Exeter and were beaten 3-0 for their 20th loss of the campaign. Three front runners moved ahead in the South Devon Football League Premier Division title race this weekend. But in the Herald Cup, one of the delayed cup quarterfinals went ahead, with Chudley Athletic hosting East Allington United. The visitors, with a 1-0 win, set up a semi-final clash against Walden Athletic on Tuesday, April the 15th. In the Premier Division title race, Ilsington Villa continues to set the pace after a 2-0 win over Buckfastleigh Rangers with goals from Dan and Jack Langford. Hot on their heels are Newton Abbott 66, who returned to winning form by beating Walden 2-1 in a tight game that could have gone either way. And Newton Abbott Spurs seconds have moved into third place after a win against relegation-threatened B Sands Rovers. But Spurs remain 11 points off the lead with 4 games in hand. A brief look at rugby. In Regional 2 South West, Tynmouth RFC men 18, Oakhampton 31. With another season almost over, the last home match was upon Tynmouth RFC's men. It started well for the teens at Bitton Park against Oakhampton, with the likes of Jack Main and George Franklin making a difference in defence. But it didn't end up well, with Oakhampton running out 31 against Tynmouth 18. And in the following day, it was the turn of the women, and they travelled to Kingsbridge. And Kingsbridge women scored 34 against Tynmouth's 7. Nothing less than a win will do now for Newton Abbott RFC in their last game of the season, and even that might not be enough to stave off relegation from South West 2. The All Whites have wriggled off the relegation hook for the past 2 seasons, but seem to have it all to do after losing 40-5 at North Petherton last time out. Newton Abbott's latest defeat, number 16 in 21 games so far, left them joint bottom of the table with Truro on 27 points. The only other side in danger of relegation are Tynmouth, who are 1 point better off. And finally, the hockey. In the English Hockey National League Conference West, Team Bath Buccaneers second 11 won, Ashmore men's first 11 won. Ashmore men's first team travelled to Bath with confidence high after their biggest league win of the season at Reading the previous weekend. The 1-1 draw keeps Ashmore in third place in the EHL West Conference, which they can consolidate if they keep up their excellent home record and win their final National League game at home to Chichester on Sunday. In Petrock Division 2, Dawlish women's first 11 2, Ashmore women's first 11 also 2. Ashmore faced Dawlish this weekend in a top-of-the-table battle. With Ashmore already earning their promotion, they were looking to keep their undefeated run for the season. The game was played with high intensity from the get-go, and the score ended 2-2. They kept their unbeaten record for the season after a well-fought game. This week, the women have their last home game of the season against Tavistock and Launceston. And finally, Riviera Division 1, Ashmore Men's 2nd 11-13, Ashmore Men's 3rd 11-0. In an entertaining Ashmore derby, entertaining for whom, I wonder, the second team ran out expected winners, although the scoreline didn't reflect the effort and performance of a much improved third team. And that concludes the sports news for this week.